Welcome to Woman on the Rise, a podcast for women like you, who didn't come here to play small, follow the rules, or be limited by what's considered normal. Through conversations about style, mindset, spirituality, and business, my desire is to help you elevate your identity, dress for your dreams, and take action towards manifesting everything possible for you while becoming the best version of yourself in the process. I'm your host, Christy Russell, a mentor and image consultant who has styled and coached women globally and now helps other entrepreneurs, especially stylists, create a life and business of their design. Let's jump in. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode. I am thrilled, as I always am, to be talking to all of you today, and we are going to dive into some juicy information today. We're going to be talking to my stylists here today, or my creative entrepreneurs, but my stylists specifically, about creating offers that sell so you are fully booked. How to be sought after with offers that sell, people that are dying to jump into your world, that want to work with you, that are landing in your DMs constantly, and that are blowing up your payment notifications. Like, that is the goal, because this is a reflection of the impact that you are making, that you're starting to create through your gifts, your talent, your skill. And this is something that I wanted to share with all of you today. Now, when stylists learn this kind of information, which is covered inside of my Style CEO program, you know, this is when things really transform for them. I just had a stylist tell me, who's in my world. She told me yesterday that within a year, and I'm so damn proud of her, her income has blown up by 153%, and she just crossed into the multiple six-figure mark with her income. Like, she's crossed the 200K threshold for her business, and I'm so freaking proud of her. We've had other stylists that are in my world for Style CEO that have crossed the 100-figure mark, others that are creating offers that they love. They're in media. They're really thriving with their business, and it's because they began with learning how to create offers that sell so that they get fully booked. And so this is what I'm going to be sharing with you today. And it's actually going to be an excerpt from my six-figure stylist masterclass that I just hosted. It was so juicy, and you are available to still purchase it if you want to go and give it a watch. I will leave it linked down below for you, of course. But this is actually one aspect of your business that is a non-negotiable. You really have to learn how to create offers for people so that they understand what it is they get from you when they're in your world, and also so that your business is serving people, of course, that enables you to share your gifts, your talents, but also has you well compensated and allows your business to grow. And this is something that eludes a lot of stylists, and why I wanted to share this excerpt today from my masterclass. And of course, if you want to dive into this more, this is exactly what we cover inside of Style CEO, which is open for registration. And this is a library, a guide, a resource of everything you could possibly want to know about how to grow your styling business and creating these sold out, fully booked offers that people are just dying to get into is just one aspect in this program that we cover. And this is something that you can use at any level in your business, whether you are brand spanking new to the industry and wanting to get your first clients, or whether you're someone seasoned and you're looking to scale and starting to get into the potentially one to many aspect, and you want to grow from this perspective, again, this program will help you as well. Like, you can come back to this resource time and time again for timeless information that will help you grow your business without ads, with very simple tools, and tools that I still use in my business to this day. And so, again, doors are open right now for Style CEO. This is just an incredible program, and you and I are actually going to get to connect inside of this container, because I offer regular coaching calls where you and I are going to connect, and I'm going to hear about your business. I want you to tell me about what's going on. I want you to tell me about, you know, the things that are on your mind, or offers that you have in mind, or if you want feedback on your marketing or whatever. Again, like, this is the place where you can get that custom support and have like those really specific questions that you may have on your mind answered. This is what this is all about. And it's why my stylists thrive so well, because they have every tool they could possibly want, which is why I created this program, because I did not have these resources when I began my styling business. And you get to also talk to someone that has been through it and is actively in your industry and has succeeded. You know, my business has grown leaps and bounds, and we've crossed the multiple seven-figure mark in terms of sales. And again, like, these are all things that I want to share with you. I want to help you thrive and grow your business in the way that you ultimately desire. So you have something that so deeply fulfills your heart. It nourishes the people that need your gifts, your talents, your skills, and also creates financial freedom for you on the back end of that. And so I hope you enjoy today's masterclass. I will leave the link for Style CEO down below. You will save $500 when you register before Friday this week, or by Friday this week, I should say. And the doors will close within the next week and a half. So you got to jump in now if you want to do this and literally change the game. If you want to create this kind of 153% success increase in income like my other clients have, again, I would love to have you in my world. And so without further ado, enjoy this snippet from the Six Figure Stylist Masterclass on how to create offers that sell and get you fully booked.
We've got to look at your offers and make sure that you're doing three things within any given offer. Number one, you got to have clarity around who it's for. And of course, you got to make sure that you love your offer as well, which we're going to talk about. Number two, you got to have a clear process in your offer, making sure you get clients from point A to point B. And we're going to talk about this. And you got to have a clear result. You have to have a clear result in any of your offers. Okay. And so the first part of this with clarity is I see a lot of stylists make, you know, and this, I've done this too, so it's not to put anyone down, but we get into this industry and we're given little to no guidance when we first get in. And it's like, okay, I'm going to put together a styling package. And we kind of look around the industry and we're like, well, what are people doing? And it's like, okay, I know I'm going to offer a wardrobe session. I know I'm going to do some personal shopping. I might talk about the body. Sweet. I got it. And we put together this like generic package with the thought of like, well, I can just help everyone. Welcome world. I can serve anyone and style anyone. I'm going to make you look amazing. And that's wonderful and so admirable. Like, and I know, of course, you literally can help anyone. It's fantastic. But when a package is too generic and it speaks to no one, even if you're talking about it in this manner on social media or in any of your marketing, the sales become low because it's not activating anyone and making them feel understood or seen, because no one knows who ultimately it's for. Right? And so to change this, you have to be crystal freaking clear around what person you are serving at any time. Because when someone's watching your marketing or they're scrolling your website, they have to feel so seen and understood that you get where they are at and where they want to go, or they will not work with you and they will choose someone else. And so what I see a lot of stylists do in like bios and stuff like this, and again, I've hands like way in the air because I absolutely did this, is they'll say something like, I'm just an example, something like, I help ambitious women feel confident in their style. This is like, you got, there's like some variation of this on like just about every stylist feed that I've seen, which is fine because I know exactly what you're talking about. Everyone on this call is like, yes, baby, like, of course you do. But I want you to get more specific than that, even when you're writing your sales pages or putting offers together and changing it to like, I help female entrepreneurs get visible and get paid in a style that makes them feel magnetic. Now I could go more specific than that, but that's better. Do you guys feel the difference with that? I'm calling out the female entrepreneur who wants to get paid. She wants to get seen in her business and she wants to feel like the most powerful version of herself. Right? That's going to call out more of your ideal avatar in your business. You want someone to basically stumble on in your world and feel like they're so seen, they feel like you're reading their damn mind. Because that's when they're like, oh, that is the woman, that's the stylist for me. Okay. And so to get clear on your ideal client, you really got to ask, like, who do you want to work with? Who is your ideal client? Who is the person that you want to style? And where does that person want to be? Like, where is it that they desire to go? Okay. And what has stopped them in the past? Why don't they have that result now? Right? Like what's the thing that's holding them back? Right? What do they currently struggle with? What do they dream and like so deeply desire of, like desire, right? In terms of like their style, let's say, for example, and who are they in their power? Right? Once they've gotten the result after working with you, like who are they now in their power? Another great question to ask yourself is, who do you love speaking to? I'm sure if any of you have been in the industry for any given time, there are probably some clients where you're like, oh my God, I could talk to this person all day. They are so magnetizing. Like, I love these conversations. They're so high level and I love styling them in this manner. And it's like, you're just firing on all cylinders with them. That's probably your ideal client. So get more connected to who that is. You want to make sure that you're working with someone that you ultimately have fun with just as much as they are lit up by your messaging and your talent, skill, and heart. And so really making sure that you get clarity around who your offer is for, who your business is for at any given time is huge. Now, from there, you have to have a clear process of how you're actually going to take your clients through things. So do you have a way to take your clients from island A to island B to ensure you are nailing the result that they have hired you for? So a question I ask my stylists all the time is like, if someone were to pay you right now, what happens? Because a lot of people don't have a clear process that actually ensures that you have consistency in every service that you take a client through. And because there's not consistency in what you take people through, there's not the same amount of calm for everyone that they experience when they're in your world. And that can affect whether you get rehired. This is why some stylists are like, well, I've had to chase this person. They've like ghosted me when I'm in the middle of an online shopping or whatever, or like they haven't gotten back to me and I'm pulling teeth, let's say, for example. And so I haven't heard from them in weeks. And like now this package is dragging on. Have you guys ever experienced that? Right? I used to have it too when I very first started, before I had a process for everything. And so when you start, I really encourage you to lay out all of your expectations out during your consultation, your paid consultation, alongside the flow of your package from island A to island B, so that they know when you expect things from them, they know exactly when all of their appointments are happening from the start, and you know your responsibility and role also from the start as well, especially if you want to be hired, okay? So as an example, like when I get on a paid consult with my clients, as an example of this, I make sure that on that consult call, after I've gone through their paperwork, I with them on that call, we schedule every single appointment they have with me at that time. And if there's anything that I need from them or they're going to get from me in between any of those appointments, I let them know right then and there. So if I'm online personal shopping with somebody like I did back in the day, I would tell them, this is the day you will receive your online shopping. You will have 24 hours to get back to me for anything that you need rejudged. Anything. You have 24 hours only though. So that's an expectation. I put it in the calendar with a reminder for them so that when I send them their shopping that day, I know they're going to get back to me the next day. There is no lack of communication there, but they know that from the start. Just like they know when their try-on session and styling session will be after that, right? And so this is just an example, but again, I'm laying it out clearly so that every appointment is set and they know. They also know if they will get reminder calls from me or emails or not. They know what deliverables they're going to get in terms of workbooks or lookbooks, should I provide any. They know how they connect with me because, you know, we've all had this experience, you guys can tell me in the comments, as like clients that think that they can message you at all hours of the day or weekend, right? And so I tell my clients right from the start, like, no, you cannot message me on the weekends or evenings. I will not answer. No, ma'am. You can message me during my business hours, and I would tell them at that time, right? But again, like expectation is everything for your clients. It ensures that you keep your sanity, you're treated like a business, you're treating it like a professional service, as it should be for any given offer. And again, it ensures that you have a clear process that's going to take them ultimately to the result that they've paid you for. And one thing, if you don't have this on your forms already, that I really encourage to clients, because sometimes it's like, well, I don't know how I've nailed the result. How will I know? And so on my consult form, I have, and you're welcome to use this, I have on my consult form, what would make the session successful for you? And so whatever they fill out there, as long as they're not, you know, head in the clouds, I know that's how I will know that I've nailed our package time and time together. Right? So it's something that you guys can try as well. But a clear process is it's everything. It also makes it easier for you to show up because you'll have your own process and you know how to schedule your time in your calendar. Because this is another thing I hear from stylists, like my calendar's chaotic. I don't know what's happening. I'm like all over the place, right? And so if you can block things out in advance because you've had your process, you know how things are going to flow with this client. And again, this can be virtual. It can be in person, through a program, whatever. You're painting a picture. And again, everything is clear from the front. And it also paints a picture from the person buying from you so that they can see how this will unfold in their mind. Because a lot of people are nervous to hire a stylist for the first time. Paint a picture to create calm, to show them like, This is not just some creative artist process where like, well, who knows what'll happen, right? They want to know that like, oh, like tangibly, because they don't think the way that we do. They can see like, okay, she's going to get me through this, right? It's powerful. It's powerful. Okay. Now, you also have to have a clear result. And this is something a lot of stylists struggle with. If you do not have a clear result that your client will walk away with, if you can't articulate that, your offers will fall flat. Doesn't matter whether it's virtual, a program, a digital product, an in-person, you have to have an offer people can walk away with. And I see so many damn talented stylists just sell themselves short and say, you will look and feel more confident. That's what you're going to walk away with. That is too generic. Now, you and I on this call, we know that they are going to walk away with more confidence and they're going to look fantastic, like obviously. But like, what does that mean to the average person? That is not a result. That is fluffy marketing and doesn't speak to anybody. Okay. And everybody talks about that. Every stylist talks about that. Coaches talk about that. Everything that does not make your potential client feel seen and just adds to the noise, in my opinion. So you got to be able to articulate what people get specifically, because when they can sink their teeth into the results that you offer, they will buy faster. Okay. And I see so many stylists sell themselves short, even on sales pages on their website. And I'll see them list like, you know, a package or even just personal shopping. And rather than getting into like detail, they just put a couple of bullet points and a payment button. And as soon as I see that, I'm like, I know you're not getting paid. That doesn't speak to anyone. Who would want to look at a sales page and just look at a couple bullet points and just buy something? That doesn't work. I shouldn't say it doesn't work. To me, in my opinion, it wouldn't work very often. It's not specific enough. Paint the picture. Allow people to feel into what your service will be so that they can have clarity on what they're buying into. They will buy faster as a result, okay? And because if you're unsure what your result is and you don't know how to articulate it, it's going to be really hard for your audience or your community to understand what they're buying from you as well. And again, this is why a lot of stylists can feel like they're pulling teeth with their audience or trying to make sales. It's because they're not even clear what their client's walking away with. And so you got to practice being able to articulate it and really think about truly like what your clients walk away with when they're in your world, right? And you want to be able to go into depth and like more than the confidence aspect of it. So for example, you can write a list of your ideal client. Again, we're always thinking of your ideal client. And you think of what her or his life is like before you. And so you can write out, you know, again, like what's the things that are holding them back? What are they deeply dreaming of? What do they desire that they don't have in their world? And what is their world like as a result of that? So maybe it's, you know, if we're talking about an entrepreneur that's getting ready for, I don't know, a massive meeting, and she's wearing a shirt that makes her feel frumpy, but it was kind of like the best that she had in her closet. But she also not in love with it. Now she just friggin' spilled coffee on it the morning of her big presentation. Now she might be sobbing in her closet because now she's got to wear the dumpy shirt that she didn't want to wear to begin with, but it's all she's resorting to. And she doesn't know where to go for help. And she doesn't have time to shop, and it like steamrolls there from her. And it's like this emotional thing. And then after she's been in your world, it's like, baby, we got options. We never have to go through that again. You're going to have all your besties hanging out in your closet, and you're going to feel like the most magnetic, on point entrepreneur that calls in clients and attracts them because she looks so on point. And it's going to amplify her messaging. That is a result. I've talked about how clients have told me they've had a better sex life after working with me because they not only look the part, but then they feel themselves, right? Like they feel so on that it's like magnetizing and changes their relationship dynamic. You can talk about how, you know, for the parents out there, you know, taking care of yourself, dressing better, models self-care to your kids. It models how to take care of yourself. Like these are tangible results that you can give your clients. These are just examples. But again, like how does that confidence that you're injecting them infiltrate the rest of their lives? Again, like people get promotions after working with stylists because they look the part. Sales increase for people. Like these are tangible results you got to speak to. The fluffy confidence is like something you can say in passing, but that is not a result. Okay. So again, get clear on it. The other thing I want to say about offers too that I think is worth noting is that you don't have to go big with all of your offers. And all stylists and myself included, I did this too. Like we get into this industry and it's like, I'm going to transform everyone. And I want to do this full-blown transformation. And then we want to do the big makeover, right? Like we all do. And so we start putting together these like really meaty packages. And then we forget about lower, smaller offers, like things that can really hone in and focus on one particular aspect of somebody's life or style. And the reason I say this is because these lower price points, smaller bite-sized offers can be so powerful in your business and helping you scale. And I would argue is an essential if you want to scale, especially if you want to be paid passively when you are with your clients. You got to diversify if you want to go to six figures and beyond. So as an example of this, the background photo there is a program that I had sold for many years called Jumpstart Your Style. And this was a bite-sized program that I had come up with. It was so much fun that I taught live. And it was only around creativity in the closet, just exploding your wardrobe with outfit possibilities based solely on what you owned. We did not cover shopping, the body, wardrobe, nothing. It was so fun. And when I tell you like the transformations and testimonials I have for this were like frigging gangbusters. I can't, people were shouting from the rooftops about it. It was fantastic. Now this offer sold because it was specific. The result was specific. I was able to articulate, we are just going to make those outfit possibilities shine in your wardrobe. You don't have to buy a damn thing. We're going to crack open all the creativity so you never say I have nothing to wear again. It was fabulous. But it was a bite-sized offer that allowed people to come into my world at a lower price point. I think it was $97, if I remember correctly. And again, it diversified my income a little bit. And then from there, those people went on to buy other offers. Not everybody, of course, but a lot of people. And so sometimes, because people really like downplay the, lower offers, like, oh, you got to sell high ticket and whatever. Lower ticket offers are so beautiful because it allows people to get accessible style advice. And it allows some people to come into your world when they're not fully sure. And they want a little taste. They want a little snack, if you will. Okay. And so again, like this can be so valuable and so important when you're someone that again, wants to grow your income. Having these things where when you're with your private clients, you have something that can also have you get paid in the background or paid while you're sleeping or paid while you're with your family beachside, let's say, for example, right? And so they're really, really important. And these are great for like digital products, let's say, for example, or programs or something where you don't have to be as hands-on all the time as you would when you're with a private client. Do you know what I mean? Okay. Now, the next thing that you got to nail that kind of goes in tandem with your offers is pricing. Now, what I see a lot of stylists do is they choose pricing based on what they think people can afford. How many of you guys have done that? Type it in the chat box for me. And I got to say, it's not your job to examine someone's wallet. Yeah, we've all done it. I totally have done it. Right. You have to know, just like your six-figure version of yourself that we talked about earlier when we were going through the mindset thing. She knows people are better off paying you and having you in their world. People do not have less after they pay you. They are not out of pocket. This is an exchange of value here that's happening. They have more for being in your world, not less. Okay? And you got to get out of, you know, underpricing yourself or trying to x-ray people's wallets, because number one, finances can change at any time. People can get into money. They could have been a struggling entrepreneur. Now they've hit it all of a sudden. You literally never know. Finances can change in a heartbeat. Okay. You also got to know that people will always pay for what they want. Think of all the people going for Chanel bags for like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and they don't even blink. Or Taylor Swift, now that she's at the football games, whatever. She wore a pair of shorts. It was photographed. And in less than 30 minutes, those pair of shorts, which was $528, were sold out worldwide. Sold out, cleaned out. And yet you are telling yourself people cannot afford your services. People will always pay for what they want. And your ideal client, the person you are speaking to, can always and will always pay. And so if someone says they can't afford it, and I really want you to hear me when I say this, they are not your ideal client. Blinders on. People will tell you all sorts of crazy things. And I sympathize if someone can't afford it. This is, again, why you have diversified offers. Something can be a lower end price. wonderful. You can redirect them if you choose, but I hold space and I hold my line and I ask people to rise up and join me. If someone can't afford it, it's just not their time or month. They're not my ideal client. Okay. People are always better off when they've paid me in my world. It's the same for you. And so just to paint a picture with this, if you want to make $100,000 in a year, okay, $100 an hour, and I don't know what all of you are charging, okay? So just, and I don't recommend charging hourly. It's just to kind of have like a background rate in your mind, okay? But $100 an hour is like the baseline I would recommend someone going. And even then, I think it's undercharging. Now, I'm generalizing here because all of us have different packages, different rates, etc. But you would have to see approximately 6 clients at full packages, which would be approximately $1,500 a package, or 1,000 client hours a year to make the 100K. And this is assuming that each package is approximately 17 hours, right? And again, I know we all have different packages. So just to give you a breakdown of where my mind was at, it's wardrobe for 3 hours, shopping for 3 hours, a pre-pull, I've got your travel time in there, a consult, mood board, lookbook, emails, et cetera. That comes up to 17 hours. Now, I know for my image consultants in the room, if you do color analysis, body analysis, all that, we're blowing way past 17 hours. I know that I did for a single package. So when you're thinking about it from this lens, from a month to month, this does not leave you enough time for your marketing, for your offer creation, for your continued learning, for content creation, right? You're going to be stretched. You can do it, but you're going to be stretched. And so for the average stylist, anyone listening on this call, if you're not doing it already, I strongly suggest keeping your packages at a base of at least $2,000, depending on, again, what you're packaging in there, if you feel comfortable with that. Okay. And it's just because, again, like you are going to be moving and shaking if you're doing it at that $100 an hour. Personal styling is a luxury. It is. And this is why you can diversify and make lower end offers for some things that are more affordable. But for your one-to-one time, this is why some of you are like, my God, I'm living in my car. And I was the same way. I'm like, woo, like you're sweating through your day, right? And you're wondering why I've got no time left, no profits. Like this is all before you, like your expenses. This is just for your time. It doesn't include wear and tear in your car, your salary, the things that you need to make your business operate. Like this is all something, yeah, and tax, exactly. So again, $100 an hour, if you're kind of giving like a background fee, and again, I don't recommend pricing hourly. I would never suggest that. But like, as you're kind of putting together your pricing, like this is something to keep in mind. It's really not enough. It's really not enough because people don't understand what goes into our packages and services, right? It's a lot. You guys know it's a lot. Okay. And so the way I look at it and the way I'm going to look at and tell you to look at it is pricing is proximity. How close and how much access does someone have to you? Because your time is your most precious asset, okay? So when you are with a one-to-one client, your business comes to a full stop. You can't answer emails, you can't do marketing, you can't answer DMs, you can't do offer creation, you can't do anything, which is how it should be when you're in a private container. That person gets your undivided attention when you are with them. That's how it should be. But you don't want your business to come to a full stop when you're with somebody. There should be income that's coming in, or you should be well compensated enough that you don't have to take on so many clients in order to have your business grow. You deserve sanity. You deserve to have spaciousness in your business. You deserve to have the freedom that you want and not kill yourself trying to make a decent living. Okay. And so again, I can't scream from the hilltops enough. This is where some of those smaller offers can be wonderful, especially in a digital format so that you can get paid and create space for yourself. And of course, like you can double your fees. Now we're not doing it out of nowhere. You got to make sure you're delivering, of course, but this doesn't mean you need to over deliver and kill yourself. You are talented as you are. Okay. We do not need to prove our worth, but typically this is why digital offers can be great because they're typically less expensive because people have less access to you. So for example, I teach and have been teaching stylists for years and years and years. I started teaching them in colleges and whatnot as of year 4, actually, in my business 17 years ago. but now I have a lot of programs for stylists and such online and a lot of digital products. And those prices are lower than if someone were to work with me in person. And the reason I put those together is because it would not make sense for me to teach one person how to be a stylist, how to grow their business, how to do color analysis, how to do all the stuff one-to-one. It doesn't make any sense. Why would I not have everyone push together and in a one-to-many format? And so that's why my programs are a fraction of what my in-person price would be, because I can teach people at scale and they have less access to me, even though they can talk to me in my programs, but I'm less available in that. It's a slightly more passive, right? Slightly more passive. So just something to consider, right? But it's powerful. You got to think of pricing is proximity. Okay. So with that said, creating offers around commonly asked questions. Now, I'm sure you guys know, like, you get the same kind of questions that come up from clients all the time. So you can package a program, an event, a digital download, like something together can help you make more money without doing more work. Now, there is obviously the upfront portion of actually having to create said product, right? And this is where you got to create more space for yourself and your business and charge appropriately. But this is huge in serving your business in the long run, because you can begin these things at any time. I don't care if you've been in business 6 months, you can start creating a digital product. But you got to remember, the more access someone has to you, the more expensive it should be. Now, again, I want to just be clear that if you are virtually styling somebody, you are not less expensive in virtual styling. Okay. Your time is your time. That's still a one-to-one service, a done-for-you service. I'm talking more here about like events, products, programs, et cetera, okay? But I want you to know, as much as I'm talking about the pricing here and I'm suggesting things, your pricing first and foremost has to feel good to you. It has to. Because if I tell you, as like, let's say you're a new stylist and you're thinking, okay, well, I'm gonna charge $2,000 because Christy told me to, but you shrink when you say that price and you're like, oh my God, that's too much. That's not what I want for you. You have to feel rooted in your price. You have to find what feels good for you. So again, like, there's a dance. Pricing is personal. And this is why often online, you don't get a clean answer on what stylist should price, because it is personal. Depends on what you're offering. Depends what the offer is. Depends who it's going to, et cetera, et cetera. The format that it's being delivered, right? But you have to find something that feels good to you whilst also not cutting yourself short. And so sometimes this is where, again, you have to look at your mindset and ask, are you creating pricing from a place of disempowerment, or are you creating it knowing that you're going to crush it? Because of course you will.
Now, of course, we know that offers and pricing that we've covered today are just a small fraction of the puzzle when it comes to creating a wildly successful business that has you fully booked. And this is something that we're going to cover and deep dive into inside of Style CEO. We're really going to get into the nitty-gritty details of creating offers in this manner that really has people resonating with you, that has them jumping into your world easily, and that allows you to get seen, make bank, and really like grow your business in the way that you desire. And so we're going to cover how to create these hell yes offers inside of Style CEO. We're also going to cover your marketing so that you're not having a bunch of people fill your comments saying that, you know, you're so inspiring, but no one's purchasing, or that they're landing in your DMs asking for custom style questions, but again, they're not jumping into your world to pay you. Or if you want to get into media, you know, I have been a regular media expert for years and years and years on, you know, in online, in print, on television. And I share with all of my students inside of Style CEO how to create more media attention for yourself if that's what you choose. We're also going to get into the energetics of everything, how to be supported by team members, how to grow your business, how to host things virtually. Because again, things digitally are just a non-negotiable nowadays. You really have to make sure that you are visible online as well as in person if you choose. But that duality and having the availability of doing things online, as we learned from years past, is really, really important. And we're going to cover everything you need to know, again, an A to Z on how to be a Style CEO so that you have more creative freedom in your business. You can grow it on your own terms. You can be in your zone of genius and really have your soulmate dreamy clients come into your world constantly, so that you've got regular income that feels strong and consistent, and you haven't got income flying all over the place that feels like a feast or famine kind of situation, because I know this is how a lot of stylists can feel. We're gonna get into pricing much more in depth, as I mentioned, and we're gonna get into your brand. We're gonna get into mindset of things. There is literally no stone that will not be covered. Everything that you need to know as a stylist, whether you're wanting to move into the digital space virtual in-person events, growing, scaling, getting again booked out, and just really thriving in your business is everything that we covered, and it will serve you at all levels in your business. You can come back and look at this material at any time and gain something new. And so again, I'd love to have you in my world for Style CEO. I would love to connect with you and get to know your business as we go through this program together. It is 10 weeks. Again, we'll have lots of call times together, and I would love to have you. So the early bird pricing ends on Friday. I will leave the link for Style CEO down below, or of course, if you want to check out the Six Figure Stylist Masterclass, again, I will leave that linked for you also. But I'm sending you so much love, and I'll catch you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this episode, I would be so honored if you would head over to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review letting me know. This not only feels good, but more importantly, it helps me expand my mission in helping more women feel empowered, beautiful, and of course, rise. And if you want to come hang out with me more, I would be so honored to get to know you. Head on over to Instagram. That is where I hang out the most and will give you so many behind the scenes, as well as my online community, Rise Through Style, where we help you shift your identity into one that is more empowered and impactful for you. We help you elevate your style and of course help you step into the big dreams that you have for yourself and elevate every aspect of your life and business. Sending you all the love to the moon and back, and I will catch you again in the next episode.